Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Down in Front. Our movie this week is The Crow, the 1994 Hot Topic movie, right?
Don't do that.
Come on, I'm going to do that. It was either Hot Topic or making a joke about Brandon Lee dying.
I would call it, it's the 1994 amazing cult followed underground style.
Spooky movie.
Iconic movie.
Yeah. Directed by Alex Proyas. Go ahead and pop in your DVD or Blu-ray. Press play. Press pause when the Dimension logo fades to black. The first frame you perceive of all black. After that fades down, go ahead and press pause. As I have here in a second, I'll say 3, 2, 1, unpause. And all you have to do is press play. I'll press play here and we'll watch the movie together in perfect sync. It'll be like any other commentary, except of course this time with three friends in your head. And those friends this week are myself, as always, Teague Christie, Chloe Z. Zimmerman.
I'm spooky.
Spooky Chloe Z?
I'm spooky today.
And Jake Lloyd. You don't have a middle name.
I'm not spooky today.
You're not spooky.
But I'm generally awkward. So that should qualify for something.
I am too.
You could at least qualify as gothic if you're awkward enough.
That's true.
Yeah. I am also spooky and awkward.
And once I was, so we can get into that.
This movie had eluded my understanding and awareness until literally 2 hours ago. I grew up knowing it was a thing, and the only things I had in my data bank of The Crow, Brandon Lee shot, and people had that makeup a lot, and it was a funny thing to make fun of. And that was, I didn't know it was a comic movie. I didn't know the tone. I didn't know what it was or anything about it. And I just watched it and absolutely loved it. So I'm really looking forward to this commentary. Chloe Z, what's your experience with The Core and the gothic culture and all that stuff?
The Core?
The Core. The Crow. The Crow. This is not The Core.
No, not even kind of.
Sorry. Again, I'm way used to more.
Although they both have hackers references in them.
Oh, well.
Kind of. But.
They both start with C and end in E.
Wait.
And nope, then an R.
The Crow doesn't end in E.
You know what I meant.
Chloe, go ahead. Well, she knew what you guys, whatever.
That was right. That was so classic and organic. We had to leave that.
Okay.
Nice.
The gothic subculture, did you grow up with kids that dressed up like Brandon Lee?
Oh, man, and I grew up with the top hat, I wear grease makeup brigade.
The movie?
There was a movie?
No, how did you feel? Oh, yes. The movie that kicked this off, how did you feel about it?
Oh, I remember seeing it in the 90s, but it not being like I was probably distracted and not really paying attention or didn't have a good idea of like how to judge the construction of a movie and was like, spooky people watching things, killing people, stabby stabby.
And then you hadn't seen it since then?
True.
Well, you just watched it again. How do you feel now?
It's a really good movie.
Cool.
It's well made and the tone is could easily have been off. Like it could have been easily way over dramatic, but the way it's production designed kind of makes everything fit.
Nice. Jake?
The
Crow, man. Come on. Lay it out there for us.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I credit this movie as the reason I like movies. Like, I don't think that if this movie had been made, I don't think I'd want to be an actor. I don't think I'd want to be in any sort of film production at all whatsoever. I would have no interest in writing, no interest in directing, no interest in any of that stuff. I credit this movie for, like, the sole reason that I'm even here in L.A., to be perfectly honest with you. When I was young, I loved movies. I dug them. You know, they were fun. And I think the reason that this is so iconic is because I wasn't the only person with this experience, obviously, because a lot of people had this experience, is that this movie, for a generation where all of our movies were kind of like really like one-sided, shoot-em-up, fun kind of stuff, even though they might have had a dramatic story, they weren't necessarily deep, and I use that with quotation marks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This movie, like, it really spoke to me as a teenager, right? As I think it spoke to a lot of people.
Aww.
And exactly. And you know what? It's kind of cheesy because I guarantee you'll be rewatching it. It's probably not as deep as you thought because when you're a teenager, everything is so much more deep. You know what I mean?
He reads from Poe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Like, there is a huge...
It's the overdramatic teen.
Exactly.
Thing.
But you know what,
we all have that, though.
But the thing, though, is that on top of all of that, it's an amazing movie. Like, it's not just... Like, to me, like, there are movies out there that are overrated for being this way. This movie is a legitimately good movie that just so happens to kind of fit in this same genre.
Right on.
And I find interesting that on the back of the DVD, one of the quotes from the Chicago Tribune is, "The best movie of its kind since the original Batman." And when people ask me, like, what are the...